Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show, as you know, that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're really happy to be with you. We've got a terrific guest in this segment as we bring you a breaking news update about what's going on in Venezuela. But, you know, we have people who bring this show to you. So I want to mention that we are brought to you by two really, really terrific sponsors. One is Noble Gold. Listen, don't leave all your money in the bank. You'll get killed, just like my mother's side of the family did in the Depression. You need to transfer some of it, a lot of it, into precious metals where it'll hold its value. Noble Gold will take care of this for you, and they are really on your side. I trust them. I'm a customer. Go to Noble Gold. How do you go to them? Well, there's a link in the description box, but also you can call them directly, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. We're also brought to you by PrepareWithDave.com, best durable food in the world, best deal. I mean, there's no better deal across this country than right here. And why do you need it? Well, even FEMA is telling you need 6 months because we can't save you when disaster strikes. And all that's going on in the country, artificial disaster could strike. It's called civil war. So you need to get your food. Need to protect your family. Go to preparewithdave.com. Look at what they have to offer. Best deal, 70% off restaurant quality. Preparewithdave.com. Well, we're preparing with KathyRubio.com. And she's our featured guest right here in this segment as we update you on what's going on with Venezuela. And, folks, this is a big story, and this is going to go viral very quickly. Kathy, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
I'm glad to be here. You just want me to start from...
Oh, absolutely. This is your breaking story, my dear. So, yeah, I want you to break it, not me.
Okay. I got a call late last night from a friend of mine in Venezuela. I got to ask him a lot of questions. And one of the questions I had was, do you believe that it is the United States that has caused all these problems and that caused your lights to go out in Venezuela? And he said, absolutely not. It is not the United States that did it. It is a group from Cuba called the G2 Security Service. And so I started to do a little research on this G2 because I'd never heard of it. And G2 is actually like Cuba's CIA. It would be their version of our CIA. And it is them that made the lights go out, and then they ordered Maduro to blame it on the United States. So I wondered about this, what why? You know, my question all day has been why. What would Cuba get out of it? And then I remember that Russia has a base in Cuba. And I start to put the little dots together and I think, oh my God. So I wanted to check and see just how involved was this group in Mexico. And I found out that they actually were behind setting up the caravans to go to Mexico, that there actually was a plan in place for this Guaido. Is that how they say his name?
I'm not sure, Kathy. I've only seen it in print. I've never heard it repeated yet, but I do think that's how you say it.
Well, when I saw it, I thought today looks like Guido to me. But You know, the Italian mafia.
Well, that's strangely accurate in your comparison.
Yeah. So anyway,
let me click that off here. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry.
In 2007, Guido, or Guido, or however you say his name, he was in college in Venezuela. And he was then approached by our CIA. And the reason he was approached is that he had actually put together a group there. Let me see if I can get the name of that group. He put together a group of kids that were causing all kinds of problems throughout the country, and he called it the Popular Will Party. It was a political party. And they created violence and anger everywhere. So because our country was looking for that kind of a person to train, they took him over to Europe, and they trained him in what they wanted him to do. And they trained him and prepped him to become the president of Venezuela.
Sounds like a modern-day version of Obama.
Uh-huh. Well, he certainly was president then, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about bringing an outsider in to take over a large position that probably would have been beyond his reach if he hadn't had help from the CIA.
Exactly. Well, what I also found out was that there was a company in the United States that was behind this and that funded it, and that was the Stratford Company.
Oh, okay. You hit gold right there.
Uh-huh. And that the name of the program that they gave to him for the program that he was to start in Venezuela was called Canvas, the Canvas program. And they had devised a plan that began in 2007 with his training and was attempted to be put in place in 2010, where they would denationalize the oil, and they wanted to take over the whole oil industry. Okay, so I'm going to stop at this point because I want to not forget this. So in 2007, that's when Trump is planning to become president. And he's deciding that he's going to run. That's when the first announcement he makes. And the reason I'm tying that together is that he was part of this plan. Now, I don't have anything to prove that yet, but I will.
Well, let's go through this again. Exactly what is it you're alleging about being part of the plan? Who are we talking about, and how were they part of the plan?
Here was the plan. The plan was to knock out the grid in Venezuela, create so much tension that it was going to cause the government of Venezuela to fall. In comes the G2 from Cuba. They rescue. And they take over everything that had to do with the oil. But they also were after something else. And conveniently, we are all forgetting this. But Venezuela is one of the largest producers of coltan. And it is now $1 million an ounce for coltan. And they need the coltan. Our government needs it. Other governments need it. for their satellites that they're putting up in the sky. They can't put them up there without this. And there is not very many countries that have coltan. So that was a commodity that was worth more than even the oil to the United States, to Russia, to China, to all of them. So that was part of the thing. Trump, way back when, in 2007, was planning to become president. He made his first announcement. When he was planning to become president, he was dealing back and forth with Europe. And I don't know how, but I know that he knows about this plan. And I know that this plan is not being brought forth without him. Because if you remember, Dave, when he became president, who was the first Secretary of State he had?
Well, you tell us.
It was the largest CEO of the largest oil company.
Mm-hmm.
That
so
exists.
So waiting for you to say, let's put a name on that.
I don't remember the name of that guy.
Okay, all right. I'm not the only one with dementia.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I have to go back and look, too, myself. I mean, it's just like, yeah. He staffed his cabinet with deep staters.
That's right.
And this guy was no exception, and I can't pull the name up in my brain, but I will look for it here. Kathy, one of the things that's happening, and I've already done a broadcast on this today, is that the Chinese are now making their move on Venezuela as well. They've been posing as humanitarian helpers here, and I made fun of that in a previous broadcast. But they're moving in. They're moving in under the guise of restoring electricity. And I think what you're telling me is that the Russian, Chinese, and Cubans are one block. They're working together, and the Cubans perpetrated a fraud, a false flag event, to bring down part of the Venezuelan grid to open up the excuse for these people to get involved.
Exactly right.
Is that what you're saying?
The G2 caused the electrical problems.
Mm-hmm.
They took down the grid. Yes.
Well,
now,
and the G2, yeah, absolutely. And you know, the Spetsnaz are there protecting Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought
right.
It was the Americans. I had it wrong initially. I hear what you're saying, and I think you're right.
Let me use a different word. The Spetsnaz are there. I don't think they're protecting Maduro as much as they are handlers for Maduro.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, that's the only salvation this man has left.
Yeah.
So he damn well better. Okay, the first guy. This is why it jumped out of my mind. The guy was so reprehensible. The first Secretary of State was Rex Tillerson.
That's it.
Yeah, and
then,
he served until March.
Who's the second one?
Well, Pompeo.
And the head of the former
CIA.
Head of?
CIA, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this. I mean, I think you're connecting some very important dots here.
Yes, 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 yes. So, here's another dot for you. And it dawns on me today. And now you're saying that you made this report on China today. We're thinking. Minds are working together here. Our military just had a drill. And they reported on that drill today. It was a drill to say that they were at war with Russia and China. And they lost the war in that drill. There was no way they could win it. Now you tell me China goes in. Well, they know the outcome of that drill.
Are you talking about the are you talking about the RAND Corporation? War game drill?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Boy, did YouTube jump on me for this one. I said, the way this is written, America can't win a conventional war when Russia is involved, and certainly Russia and China. And I said, is America going to go doomsday? Because of our submarine fleet, we have absolute... Well, this is interesting. I'm being buzzed again for the second night in a row when I do an interview with my F-35. Do you hear that coming in?
I hear it.
You hear that? That's an F-35. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and this is the second time I have been buzzed.
Earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And I was reporting on this, on that show, and they cut the whole show off.
Been there, done that. Yeah, I was interviewing Marilyn Rupar. Well, this is going to be a big revelation. Not going to get into that now. But the point is we had all kinds of interference. We had little voices between our conversations. Her volume level kept changing, yet I was showing, you know, basically she was consistent on the meters. And then we had the F-35s come in. They just had two here. We had about six. Two different times in last night's interview, I was able to mute most of it and just let Marilyn talk. But I wanted to have the audience hear this because they said, we're being interfered with. They think we're crazy. Well, you heard it now. Folks, I live over a half an hour outside of Phoenix in the middle of nowhere. Nowhere. I'm 6 miles from the nearest main road. So nowhere. And for them, this is incredible. This time of day, anyway, enough of that. They just, I can tell you, I can't say it's connected, but boy, it is sure coincidental. And I'm becoming.
What time is it there?
Yeah, it's 6:30.
Oh, okay. It's 8:30 here.
Yeah, 6:30. So, anyway, Kathy, I'm getting a lot of the same information. I mean, we're getting a confluence here of intelligence information. I'm getting the avenue about how the Chinese are embedding themselves in the country, and the goal is the oil, but they're using the restoration of the electrical grid that their allies, the Cubans, took down. And, boy, did I have that wrong. I really thought it was America being warmongers. And,
nope.
Oh, yeah, but we're getting close. We're getting close. I put this into an article the other day. I was told by a high-level source that not only are we making our move by solidifying our presence in Colombia as a jumping-off point to invade Venezuela, but the Russians have responded by putting tactical nuclear submarines 12 miles off our east coast and our west coast. And we have retaliated with NATO by bringing in land-based nukes near the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
now,
forces of war are lining up.
Now, remember when I told you last time that I was on your show? The Third World War will begin right down our borders. Okay? So they're all getting in position. Okay, now, here's the other thing. This plan, this very, very same exact plan was made in 2010, but they failed. Now, here we are in 2019, and they're pulling it off again. Very same plan.
Kathy, which part of the plan are you talking about specifically?
They were supposed to go in, knock out the grid, cause as much interference as they can, get the people so mad that they wanted Maduro out themselves. And you know what? When I asked my friend, why is all this happening? He said, because the U.S. knows that the vote wasn't real. They know that the vote was tampered with.
Well, is that surprising? I don't think you could find an honest election on this planet now.
I don't think so either. You know, I was telling him on the show that I was on earlier that... when I was in Honduras, these people are devoted to voting. And whenever there's a vote, they'll come in days before the vote. And they'll bring in truckloads. There's so many people on the back end of a truck, you couldn't put another one there. And they will camp out in the local parks until they get to vote. But if things don't go the way they want to, they want them to in the vote, what happens is when the vote is taken, all the votes are put in boxes, and then the boxes are removed, and they're supposed to be taken to a certain place in Tegucigalpa where they're taken care of until they're recounted. They never make it there. Those that are carrying the boxes out, if their person didn't win, they just put them in the street and burn them.
We have that same thing here in Maricopa County. I'm not joking. I am not. I'm talking about, well, my friend Ernie Hancock's talked about this, and I'll just tell his part, and then I'll tell what I know. In Maricopa County, they'll transport ballots that are unguarded, I should say, open container, so to speak, so anyone can stuff or remove. And often single people with no supervision are transporting these ballots in Maricopa County. That's a kind of a combination of what Ernie Hancock and I both know to be true. I mean, I don't think there's ever been an honest election in Maricopa County, which is the chief county covering Phoenix. And it's just the same strategy all over. Now, they use paper ballots, so they're even a step ahead of us, because now you introduce George Soros voting machines. We know how that worked to Hillary's benefit against good old Bernie Sanders. I mean, he got screwed royally in 16 states. And so that's why I said there's not an honest election on this planet. There is not.
Mm-mm. I actually think that Bernie Sanders might have been part of a plan. Because would you not stand up for your own self in one way or another if someone did that to you?
But he but he got bought off. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Exactly, yeah. He got a nice new $600,000 house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a well-known fact. So that was the price for his silence. He came cheap. Oh, $600,000 in a major election? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I bet you.
I would have been going for about $6
million. Hillary laughed all the way to the bank.
Well, you know, just Federal Reserve notes. It's okay because they're not worth much. Okay, so you made an interesting statement, and I want to go down this avenue with you. I'm aware that the caravans are coming out of Venezuela, and, and let me set my parameters, and you can chime in if you disagree, and that's fine. Healthy disagreement's good. But we're talking about Venezuela is a their caravan departures are a construction of the Sanchez-Predas drug cartel, actually going by different names today, and they put together the Middle East terrorists, ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, Hezbollah, Hamas, and so forth, with the drug cartels like the Sinaloas. And they marry them together. So it makes sense that they would be the coordinating agent operating out of Venezuela. And these caravans are coming stocked with regular people who just want to be immigrants and come into the country and work, and do so illegally, of course, but they want to come in, and not meaning to cause problems, but they're joined by people who want to have great harm come to this country. So I see where you're going with this trouble at the border. You want to do you agree or disagree with my assessment, and
no,
do you want to pick
it
up there?
I agree, and that's exactly what's going on. And of course, the Mexican president that is in there now, he'd been bought off before he ever got voted in, and so he became a part of this plan. He might even be part of the G20 or the G2, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know who Jake Morfonius is?
No, I don't.
He has a YouTube, I believe it's called Blackstone Intelligence. He put out a video today that lined everything up so good. It was like made my job so much easier to tie this all together. And he even put where the funding is coming from. And a lot of the funding came from Cato Institute for Guaido.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay.
Cato,
you've opened up
Cato
another avenue.
Cato Institute is owned by the Koch brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And George Soros.
Yes.
Yeah, they And some of the funding agencies that were involved in this thing were the National Endowment for Democracy, the NED,
mm-hmm.
USAID, U.S. government sanctions and seizures, the corporation's endowments, private contributions, and of course, you had the black ops funds, all the drug trade and arms. You notice, speaking of arms, all those arms that went missing in Virginia yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about National Guard arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, they went somewhere, didn't they?
Well,
then they sure didn't go to the rank-and-file citizens to go to your local gun range and shoot for fun or go hunting. Mm-hmm. They went to terrorists, so there's no question about it.
And isn't it interesting that today Trump says that he would like the Congress to make a law that says that these people coming over the border in Mexico can be treated as terrorists. He now wants to call them terrorists.
Okay. Kathy, let's tie together. Let's connect a couple dots here.
Uh-huh.
I have a regular source inside of DHS, well-placed source, fairly yep. high up. And he has told me that Trump is not any longer trying to build a fence, as he promised in the campaign before these facts were known to him. He's not trying to build a fence to stop immigrants. They've discovered with all the tunnels and everything else, it's a fool's errand. The fence construction has changed to different designs. And the different designs are to stop light infantry from crossing the border. So when you say that the conflict is going to start at the border, World War III at the border, this is what Trump is doing. And what's interesting is this is why I believe he's being opposed. The Pelosi's, the Ocasio-Cortez's, they appear to be on opposite ends of the Democratic Party, but they share one thing in common. They want the fall of the United States, the fall of the Constitution, because they see this as a way of enhancing their gain. And also, Pelosi's making money on border crimes. This emanates out of Humboldt County, and I'm in the middle of a multi-part series exposing the Sinaloas, the communist Chinese, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi is being part of this operation in Humboldt County that's involving all the crimes you see at the border. And it's too much to get into right now for what we're doing. But, Kathy, what you're saying connects perfectly with what I'm finding in my research with Marilyn Rupar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So then they're going to oppose the border wall, and the border wall is strictly defensive. And see, this is why Trump thinks he can go national emergency. But see, here's where he's making a mistake. He needs to be telling what I already know, and he can't get in trouble for revealing classified information. I'm revealing information. I don't even think this is classified. I'm finding a lot of this stuff laying around on the Internet that I'm connecting, and I'm being told, yeah, that's right. And I'm talking DHS sources, FBI source. There's no question. What you just said is absolutely 100% correct, is that we are going to see a Red Dawn invasion. And I've been talking about this for how many years, and people like to make fun of it. Well, Kathy, I'm going to pose something out here. We know that on BLM land, next to military bases, air bases in Arizona and Nevada, the very bases you'd need to repulse a light infantry invasion across our border with superior air power, that communist Chinese run and maintain solar energy farms, and they are in the Chinese military. They're part of a front group called Senta, and they are very much Chinese military. And I proved back in 2014 that an Iraqi general was brought down out of a plane flown out of Luke Air Force Base over Douglas, Arizona, which is on the border, and it was brought down by a localized EMP. They have those weapons, and they're prepared to take down American air cover in a Red Dawn invasion. And I've been consistent on this. I mean, the bases are this. I mean, this, it's Nellis, it's Luke, it's Davis-Monthan. That's the hub of our response on our southern border for an invasion by land to repulse by air. How do you like them apples?
I don't.
I know. It's disturbing, isn't it?
You know, Minnesota's filled with Russians, and we're filled with Muslims everywhere. The Russians are coming across the border still. They started out on the Mexican border, then they were given permission to fly for $300 a flight one way to Canada. And that's what they're doing, and then they're coming back across the border. And they know that we only have one man up here that covers 350 miles a day of Border Patrol. So they're coming in by the hordes.
What do you mean hordes? Do you have any estimates on their actual numbers?
No.
Yeah, no. I can't get that either, Kathy. I'm in the same boat. Yeah, I hear you.
I think that 3 years ago it was like 14,000 that we had. Now we have many more Russians. And how many? We got something like 30,000 Muslims living in here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you had Al Franken, who was a member of a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood. That was identified by Trevor Loudon in his work, Enemies Within.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had a senator. The only reason he's not a senator is because he couldn't keep his hands to himself. It had nothing to do with his treason against the United States. And, you know, Trevor went on to actually expose 80 Democrats in our Congress who are members of front groups of the American Communist Party and the Muslim Brotherhood and or either or both. And then Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, told me directly when I talked to her on the phone that he's right. And former Congressman Alan West has published the same exact thing. So we've been invaded inside our country. In fact, I think you're going to find this interesting, and this is something I've really been hot on. Humboldt County, and it started out so innocently. Someone said to me something. He says, Dave, you need to go to Amazon Prime, and you should watch, it's Netflix, and you should watch this five-part documentary on Humboldt County. And I knew a little bit about the rogue county, the pot that was being dealed and smoked and all this and grown with impunity, and the authorities would never go into southern Humboldt County and make an arrest. There could be murderers, and they would ignore them. They still are ignoring murderers, Garrett Rodriguez, case in point. And you know what we found out as Marilyn Ruper and I are investigating this? She used to live there. She contacted me after I said something about this publicly, and she said, Dave, the Sinaloas are there, and they're the front guys, but the Chinese are involved too. The Chinese? And all the elements of Calexit are involved. See, Calexit is draining off money from the legalization of pot out of this county. They're replacing the black marketeers who are being murdered and disappeared. And by the way, Humboldt County has the biggest disappearance rate in the country. And they're being replaced by corporate farms. And they've made the legalization of marijuana so onerous for licensing that your average person can't do it. So it takes a corporation. And they're coming in, and they're doing business with the cartels, the communist Chinese. They're building up money for the resurgence of Calexit, which is to separate California from the country. And here's your takedown, Kathy. Here is where we're going to connect some dots. The attack on America is multifaceted. And if California ever was able to leave the country, it would decimate this country in retail sales, and it would decimate this country and actually parts of the world in food distribution. We'd have famines.
Well, I think we're going to anyway. We're going to have famines.
This is where we're headed. I mean, what I'm giving you is you're giving me one side of the coin. I'm flipping that coin over, and I'm saying Humboldt County, same plan, same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they planned everything out very well. We got into that a little bit on that show tonight, too, with all of the weather war that's going on. And the weather war...
Whoa, let's talk about that. What do you think the purpose of the weather wars are?
Well, the weather war that I'm paying attention to is here in the United States. And they are driving the jet stream in such a way that it is causing flooding, and we won't have a growing season here in Minnesota.
Oh, bingo. My DHS source told me exactly the same mm-hmm. thing, almost word yeah. for word. Shortening yeah. the growing season each successive year, mm-hmm. less crop yield.
I think I've been telling people for probably no less than 30 years, when everything comes together, it's going to come all at one time. They're going to hit us from within, and they're going to hit us from without. They got to weaken us from within first, because nobody's going to come in here and take the American people. We got so many guns. So they got to hit us from within first. They're going to weaken us to the point where we say, yeah, take my gun. Give me rice. Yeah, that's what's coming.
This is why I sell storable food. Every dictatorial regime that's done a takeover has been centered around using food and water as a weapon.
Did you see that Wise Storable Foods, they gave all the names of their customers to the government?
Well, they've been doing it all along. It hasn't just been because of the subpoena. And this is why I would never represent Weiss.
Mm-mm.
Why I would never touch their products as an advertiser, ever. And that's why. But see, this isn't anything new. What you're getting is a cover story to cover the fact it's been going on for some time.
Yeah.
And the reality is this, too, and this is what I told someone today, and they said, aren't you worried about the group that you're representing? This could happen to them. Well, if the feds march in with their stormtroopers and bust down the doors, okay, there's not a lot they can do. And that's about what it would take, because they would not willingly release addresses. But I will tell you this. This is what I said to my friend. I said, aren't you still better off having the food? Couldn't you store it somewhere where they'd have a hard time finding it? And you could access it in times of trouble?
Well, you should be storing it in more than one place.
There you go. Exactly. That's exactly my point when I was talking to him. And he said, yeah, you're right. I said, having the food, possession's 9/10 of the law. And I said, having the food's the important thing. Keeping it from the bad guys is another strategy once you get it. And there are ways to do it. And you know, I hesitate to really get out and talk about that here. Because let's put it this way, Kathy, I have taken steps to ensure the future of my family. And, mm-hmm. and here's the bottom line. And Ernie Hancock of Freedom's Phoenix once said this. It was about 15 years ago. And I was sitting there in a Freedom's Phoenix movement, listening to Ernie talk. And Ernie said something that just shook me up. And I had to leave, get on my bus, travel for my college basketball game I was coaching. And here I am making myself late because I could not break away. And he concluded what he was saying by this. He said, you know, do you really want to be in a position where you're at the barbed wire fence begging for food from people that just conquered you? Do you really want to beg for water? Do you want to put your family through this? And I had like a holy crap Batman moment. And I said, that's the day I became someone who was going to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare for what's coming.
Yep.
And Ernie, he said it best. He said, when you're at the barbed wire and I'm in the neighborhood, I know you not. And
that's how I feel too.
Is how I feel too. Because
yeah.
I had a dream and I shared this. I never share dreams and prophecies. I don't. And I have, sometimes I get things that come into me like all people do. Oh, gee, I see this happening. Okay, we're all like that. And I don't share that. And I don't share my dreams. But I had one, Kathy, that I recently shared on a show. And I want to get your reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood that about 300 homes were spread out. But in the core of the neighborhood, we see, you know, basically 2 and 3 acre homes, pretty widely apart, long, long blocks. And so just to create the image. And I was an advantage point in the dream where I could watch what was going on. And these Chinese tanks with Chinese soldiers wearing blue helmets of the UN were going down the street. And they'd fire a shell into a house. And the house would, you know, burst into flames, and then the troops would run in, and they'd run out with the goodies. And they were executing every single living thing inside the house. Pets, people, didn't matter. Executing them all. Well, I shared that, and then, you know, Marilyn, interesting, who I mentioned, Marilyn Rupar, she came out and she said that, I think it was Marilyn, but she said that she had a really good friend whose husband had a massive heart attack, and he had near-death experiences. And in these near-death experiences, he saw exactly the same thing. She said, I was stunned. Could knock me over with a feather, because it was the same description. Well, whether or not these dreams and prophecies mean anything or not, and I don't attach a lot of importance to them, do you see this coming to our country? Do you see the Chinese being the agents of enforcement and doing this?
Yes, I do. And, you know, is China the member a member of the UN?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do see it. Yeah. Everything connects back to the UN, and even today now, Trump said that he thinks that we should beef up NATO. Just a couple months ago, he wanted to get rid of NATO.
Yeah, I agree. He did say that, but what I just told you about the submarines, and I've been told this by a high-level RSOF source, multiple Russian submarines off both coasts 12 miles out. That's why you move nukes into Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like two versions of the Cuban Missile Crisis going on right now.
I know what else I was going to tell you. That G2 group, they are also in Syria working with Russia.
You know, let me get, I think it's Isaiah that this is in, and I don't have it in front of me. But there's something going on recently in Syria that caused me concern over the beginning of World War III. I know you're saying the conflict will start on the border, but I think the real war, the real exchange, the big weapons are coming out of Syria. And here's why I say this. Syria very boldly threatened to destroy Israel. They threatened the Golan Heights. They threatened everything. And I'm thinking, how stupid of you to do this, because you're a diminished country hanging on for your life, and were it not for Russia, you'd already be conquered. And Russia is there, and why would Syria make that claim if they didn't know Russia was going to do something and back them up?
Did it come out of Assad's mouth?
It came out of their media.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a media release from the military, not more of. That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. And I look at this, and the Bible says that in Armageddon, that Damascus will be destroyed in a day.
Right. And last night, Israeli news made that report, and they said that they know that Damascus is next. Now, I agree with you. The conflict will start on our borders, because they got to weaken us first.
They got to tie up our forces so we're not in Syria.
Yeah,
that's basically
that's right.
What it is, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know where that comes from, Kathy? If I don't know if you know your World War I history, or very many people know it, but the government, Wilson's government, President Woodrow Wilson, the worst president in American history, yes, even worse than Obama, but he concocted a false flag. They created this phony Zimmerman note, which was supposedly intercepted from the German high command to the Mexican government. If you'll attack America, we'll make sure you get the American Southwest back when we win the war. Well, that would have presumed Germany would have had to have conquered mainstream America, you know, lower 48. They would have had to have conquered that to accomplish that goal. And Germany didn't have the capacity to do it. This is why people are so stupid to believe these false flags. And all it was designed to do was to infuriate American public opinion to accept a war that we had no business being in. And to me, starting the conflict on the border is a reenactment of the Zimmerman note. This is why I see you right on the money, because this is one of the globalist first false flags in modern America.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely incredible when you look at that.
See, the trick is us. We, the people of the United States, they got to weaken us first. And they really got to work hard at that. And they're doing it. They're doing it from under the ground. from above the ground. They're weakening us with the chemtrails. They're weakening us with the food, the GMO'd food. And then they're weakening us with the mind control on the TV and on the computers and wherever else they're bringing it in at. And they're also, I studied this the other night and it blew my mind. Because I know that we, you and me, are made of 70% electricity in our bodies. And so the frequency is very, very important to us in how that we react to the earth. It used to be that we could go outside and walk barefoot and we would get electricity that would come in through our feet from the ground, and it was healthy for us. But we can't do that anymore, because now you're walking on nanobots and you're walking on every other thing they're throwing at us, mm-hmm. including all the diseases that they are weaponizing and throwing at us. And so they've been working on weakening us generally all along for years. And because we refuse to believe what they're doing, we just keep allowing it. So we can't depend on the food from our garden anymore because the chemtrails are coming down and there's nothing organic anymore. Unless it's being grown inside, then maybe.
I don't disagree with what you're saying at all. And the cover up is massive, and
it's
anything
terrible.
That promotes longevity is being suppressed. And a case in point, the Israeli scientific company that came out, a medical group that came out about 6 weeks to 8 weeks ago, said we have a general and specific cure for cancer. We'll be releasing our data soon. They hadn't even released their data. There was no basis to judge the validity of their statement. Yet the people in the cancer industry went after them. Oh, this is charlatanism. This is voodoo science. And they didn't even have the data. They couldn't make the claim. And now they want to release the data, and the liberal-controlled mainstream media won't even touch it. Now, I don't know if these guys have a cure for cancer. I have no idea. But I do know this. They were suppressed. They were censored. And there's got to be a reason why. So,
Do you remember Kim Clement?
No, refresh my memory.
Okay, Kim Clement was a prophet. And he was the one that prophesied that Trump would become president. And he also prophesied that there was a cure for cancer. And right after he prophesied that, they started killing all them holistic doctors.
Oh, yes. Yes, Steve Quayle covered that big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're right about
Over
that.
Over 100 doctors have been killed already. Now, I have a friend right now who has cancer. And he's in his third stage. And he called me. He said, what should I do? I said, we got to get you the largest doses we possibly can, all day, every day, of vitamin C. And he called me, and I think it was only less than 2 weeks later, after he got on this high dose of vitamin C, and he said, I feel great. I'm outside. I'm walking again. I said, you don't quit. Just keep on taking it. And vitamin C has been known to cure cancer.
In combination with other things, and you notice too, the FDA is outlawing the intravenous use of vitamin C now because it's so effective in treating cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, my point, anything that promotes longevity is shunned. I mean, when you looked at Bush and stem cells, which you take stem cells, it'll increase longevity. And he says, oh, no, it comes from aborted fetuses and I'm opposed to abortion and blah, blah, blah. Come on, really? Really? You expect us to believe that dribble? These people are about killing off humanity.
Stem cells, don't that come from our own blood cells?
They do, but by the time you're in your 60s, you've lost about 90% of them. But if you can rejuvenate them, you improve your immune system functioning. And, in fact, we're actually taking on an advertiser that actually is creating this synthetically. And I know that people at the University of California, Berkeley, were working on this, 15, 16 years ago. And they told me they were being blocked by the FDA. And here were legitimate, high-level professional medical researchers that couldn't even get clinical trials at the time. Now, there's loopholes now in the law, and this is what's allowing this one company to come through with stem cell production products. But it's, again, the whole theme is this. The globalists are making their move to take down America. They've made their move on individuals with their health. They're enacting legislation through the Democratic Party that's anti-family. That's the actual goal of the media censorship, is to basically attack the family. It's everywhere, Kathy. And with that, I'm afraid that we're out of time. This has really been, such an interesting report.
I gotta tell you.
Okay.
Because I got sidetracked. On the frequency thing, they started way back in the 70s. Doing music, our music that they made for us in the 60s and the 70s was made with 440432 frequency. It was good for us. That frequency was good for the body. Now they've changed everything to make the frequencies tear us apart.
I know, and we don't have time to go down this avenue, but let me say this. Dr. Wayne Dyer exposed this before his death. A great psychologist, you know, the power of intention and so forth. He talked about lower level forms of like rap music that tear your immune system down when you listen to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, we're going to have to do a show on frequency sometime, because all cells react to frequency, and that includes illnesses. Kathy, very quickly, you got about 15 seconds to tell us how to listen to your show.
Well, I'm usually on gab.ai. And I post my shows over there. And usually we have one show a week. And that's over on public TV in Seattle.
Okay. Well, we'll post a link too if you'll send it to me. And on that note, we got a bit ado. We are out.